Good, thank you, Sue.
You are, by the way, the nicest interviewee I have ever watched in multiple interviews. You are so bloody lovely.
Oh, that's so kind of you to say so. Thank you.
That's
a lovely thing to say.
That is the Scottish blood in you, I reckon.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Hey, so have you got? Are you actually on? So you're on the Gold Coast at the moment.
I'm on the Gold Coast at the moment. Yeah,
awesome.
Beautiful weather. Yeah,
yeah. It's a little bit different to Scotland, isn't it?
Oh, just a bit. Yeah. Although I live in London, I have done for about 35 years now. You know, but it's just stunning down here. It's unbelievable.
You know that one really good day a year you get in London where everybody strips off in the parks. We have them every day.
Absolutely. Yes. And we'll turn red very quickly and then it's gone.
I spent the last 15 years living in the UK until last year, and the one thing I've come back to is like, oh my God, it's sunny every day. This is crazy.
Yeah. How lovely is that?
Yeah. Anyways, a quick fun chat, and we'll see how it goes, if that's cool with you.
Okay, Sue, that's terrific.
Cool, hang on. Supernova is on the Gold Coast this weekend. It's at the Gold Coast Convention and Exhibition Centre. Man, what a lineup. But on the phone at the moment, we've seen him in legendary movies like Braveheart, Trainspotting, on telly, Sons of Anarchy. But forget about all that. The number one role that gets him stopped for the most amount of selfies is as Lord Commander of the Night's Watch on Game of Thrones. Good afternoon, James Cosmo.
Good afternoon, Sue. Lovely to talk with you.
Is that actually factually correct? I understand that you get stopped all the time.
Oh, it is. And it's lovely. You know, I've been in the business 50 years and I've never experienced anything like it, you know. But it's wonderful to be part of a show that has such a worldwide audience, you know, and people love it so much. And if people are ever nervous of saying, can I have a selfie, please don't, because it's always a treat.
How long have you been in Oz? You've been in Oz for at least a week or so?
Yeah. We've been here about 8 days so far. We were up in Melbourne and then came down to the Gold Coast a little while ago. But we've had the most wonderful time. It's just been fabulous. And I'm really looking forward to one this weekend to meet some other people. It's been a delight. I've only passed through Australia once, many, many years ago, on the way to filming in New Zealand. And I've been just blown away by Australia and Australians.
I'm assuming you actually are aware that you're in the country which leads the way in illegal downloads for Game of Thrones, which, although is bad, it is also a compliment to how much we love Game of Thrones.
Well, that's absolutely true, Sue, you know, and I sort of equate it to the music industry, you know, where people bought CDs and the record companies made money and things. And it's the same sort of thing. Things are going to have to change. The internet has changed everything, you know, and I think we're just in a transitional period at the moment where it will get sorted out, you know, but people do want to see shows, you know, and I'm sure that the producers of all these great big shows will find a way to sort out their income stream, you know. But, you know, I can sort of understand it. You know, if you're a student and you don't have much money and you love Game of Thrones, you know, I can understand that.
Is there a particular moment or a particular thing that happened for you where you suddenly went, hang on a minute, this is not just a TV series. This is something epic.
Well, when we did the first season, we filmed that, the first season in Belfast, and then the next two seasons that I was in, we shot in Iceland. But when we did the first season, I was in Los Angeles doing some ADR, you know, some dubbing on it, and I was with the two producers. You know, I said, you know, like, really hoping, do you think there's a chance for a second series? And they said, well, you know, I was hopeful. My goodness. And then it broke. It's grown exponentially, you know, like you meet people that saying, oh, I've just started season one, or I've seen every episode three times. You know, the audience keeps getting larger all the time, and because George Martin, the writer, is so clever that he kills off all these characters that you love, you know, that you follow, but it sort of adds a freshness to the show. You know, when people get killed, you got to find someone else to watch.
Hey, on a behind the scenes front, when that, obviously everyone is pretty much aware that at some point in time they're going to die. Is there someone running like a book, you know, taking bets for who's going to go next, and can you actually put in a request for, I'd really like to die in this gruesome way?
It's funny because somebody told me that's still on it. A lot of the actors on it now read the script back to front to see if they're still alive towards the end, you know, and they're so nervous about getting killed off. But actually, I spoke to one actor who was killed off, and he actually survived in the books. He thought he was going to go all the way through the show, and then they killed him off. But you know, I did three seasons, and that was fantastic. And as an actor, you know, you never get into the business to work for 10 years on one show. You know that you know, it's I love the variety of being an actor and playing different roles. So much as it was a pleasure to play Lord Mormont, and it really was a pleasure, and to film in Iceland, which is the most extraordinary visually stunning country.
Now, I was going to ask, when you're filming, is that fake cold or are you genuinely freezing?
I can't tell you how cold it was. It was cold that I had never felt before. It was like another element. You know, you step out in our costumes with loads of thermals underneath, and within 20 minutes you're thinking, oh my God, I think I'm going to die of cold. You could feel your beard crackling as it froze with the ice, you know. And we were very well looked after, but there was a couple of moments. One time when we were on a glacier, and because we only had 4 hours of daylight to film, because it was in the winter, and the guide said, there's a storm coming in and we have to leave now. And the director said, we'll just get this shot. And the guide said, if we don't leave now, we won't leave at all. rushed back to these big tractor things and got the hell out of there.
I'm imagining you all like sitting there together going, this is a deal. It's one take. Just keep going.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, but it was wonderful. So when we look cold and worried when we're out there, we were definitely cold and worried. It didn't require any acting.
Hey, I noticed, I think you mentioned it, and forgive me if I say it wrong, is it David Benioff?
Yes.
There's an interview going around today where they're saying that the end is nigh. Do you reckon it's going to go like 10 years, or do you reckon we're getting close to time's up?
Yeah, I think that's just a rumour, you know. Personally, I think Game of Thrones is going to go 10 seasons at least, and I think there might be some amazing couple of movies come out of it as well. I really do. It's sometimes nice to end on a really high note when something is really popular. Yeah. And I think that's a brave thing to do. But as far as Game of Thrones goes, the production quality and the storylines and the performances are just as fresh and as good as they were at the beginning, if not getting even better. And I think it would be nuts to finish it anytime soon.
If you had to name one character who exists today that you reckon would still be standing at the end, obviously quite scarred and perhaps missing a limb in some way, but still yeah. Kind of standing.
Yeah, I have two. Peter Dinklage,
yes.
His character, and because of Lord Mormont's association, I think maybe Jon Snow. I think maybe at some point he's going to ascend the Iron Throne, but who knows? Because they'll just wrong-foot us every time, you know. It's probably going to be Samwell that will make it in the end.
No. I'm Dinklage myself. Thank you so much for indulging my Game of Thrones, you know, I mean, all of our Game of Thrones.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Fascination. Now, I gather, have you just been filming a Ben-Hur remake?
Yeah, I'm leaving here and sadly have to leave on Monday, and then I go back home for 24 hours and then fly out to Rome to start. They're already filming Ben-Hur out there in Civitata, the big studios there. And I'll be out there for a month, yeah. Remaking Ben-Hur, which is a big ask, you know, because it was a magnificent film. And funnily enough, filmed in the same studio.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I really hope, obviously Supernova is on this weekend on the Gold Coast. I know you've got to do a lot of stuff, and looking at your Facebook page and your Twitter, you spend so much time having selfies taken with fans and indulging people who just love the show like I do. I really hope you actually get to enjoy a little bit of the sunshine, because, I mean, you're on the Gold Coast.
That's true. Well, you know, we've had a couple of lovely days off, and I've had, well, as you know, the seafood here is wonderful. And I have to say that the warmth of the people that I've met here has just been overwhelming. They're the most welcoming, friendly people. It's just a joy to be in. I wish London was a bit more like here.
Have you tried surfing?
I tried surfing in Mexico when we were doing Troy.
Yeah.
My son learned to do it, well, learned to stand up on the... He was 8.
Yeah.
And he learned to stand up on the longboard in about 15 minutes. I thought it was so easy. It must be so easy. I went out, and when the guy said, "Now, get up," I couldn't. And I had to be towed into the shore like a wreck.
I mean, I could
no,
lie.
I won't be doing any surfing.
Oh, I could lie to you and say, oh, it's different here, but no, probably not.
No, yeah. Probably not.
Fabulous. Supernova, Gold Coast this weekend. You can check it out at the Supernova website. Thank you, the lovely, lovely James Cosmo, for your time this afternoon. Hope you get out and enjoy that sunshine.
Bless you, Sue. Thank you so much. It's been lovely to talk with you.
And thank you for your time.
I'm sure we will.
Awesome.
Come and say hi.